This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The man charged with killing seven people watching a Midwestern U.S. Independence Day parade confessed to police that he unleashed a hail of bullets from a rooftop in suburban Chicago and then fled to another nearby city, Madison, Wisconsin, where he contemplated shooting up an event there. That's according to authorities who spoke Wednesday. Robert Cremo III turned back to the state of Illinois, where he was later arrested after deciding he was not prepared to pull off a shooting in Wisconsin. An Illinois judge ordered Cremo to be held without bail. A prosecutor said police found the shells of 83 bullets and three ammunition magazines on the rooftop that he fired from. Some of the wounded remained hospital and in critical condition. A police spokesman saying the death toll could still rise. The parents of a two-year-old boy found alone at that July 4th parade shooting outside Chicago are among the seven people killed, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Aiden McCarthy was found bloodied and alone.
The woman came down holding Aiden covered in blood.
That's Greg Ring, who was at the parade with his wife and young children.
Couldn't even really speak, and then she just walked over to me, and I put my arms out, and she gave him to me.
The two-year-old wasn't reunited with his grandparents until Monday night. Authorities say his parents, Kevin and Irina, both in their 30s, were killed in the mass shooting. Four of the others killed range in age from 63 to 88. GoFundMes have been set up for victims, including one for Aiden's family that has raised more than $2 million so far, with donors leaving heartbreaking messages. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more on the story on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has told the wife of women's basketball star Brittany Griner that he's working to free the WNBA center from detention in Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House says the president called Sherelle Griner to offer both support and a pledge to secure her wife's release. The call came 2 days after Brittany Griner told the president in a letter she fears spending forever in a Russian jail. She's been held 4 months after being accused of having vape cartridges containing cannabis oil and is now on trial. The administration says the president's written his own letter to Griner and read a draft of it to her wife. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Spain's famous Bull Run Festival is back after a two-year hiatus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Thousands of revelers celebrate as the traditional chupinazo firework is ignited to start the San Fermín Bull Run Festival in Pamplona, ending a two-year gap caused by the coronavirus pandemic. After the firework exploded, the revelers continue spraying each other with red wine. The highlight of the nine-day festival is the early morning enqueros, or bull runs, starting on Thursday, when thousands of thrill-seekers scramble like mad to avoid bulls charging down a winding cobblestone route to the city's bullring. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American musician Carlos Santana is recovering after collapsing on stage during a concert outside the city of Detroit on Tuesday, AP correspondent Margie Zargaleta reports.
Eyewitnesses say Carlos Santana was performing the song Joy when he sat down and then slumped over. His manager says Santana, who is 74, was taken to an emergency department for observation but is doing well. Santana says in a statement he forgot to eat and drink water, so he got dehydrated and passed out. Wednesday's show outside Pittsburgh has been postponed. Santana has had a rough go recently. He had an unspecified heart procedure in December, and he and members of his band tested positive for COVID-19 in February. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Recapping our top story, the man charged with killing seven people watching a Midwestern U.S. Independence Day parade confessed to police that he unleashed a hail of bullets from a rooftop in suburban Chicago and then fled to another nearby city, Madison, Wisconsin, where he contemplated shooting up an event there. That's according to authorities who spoke Wednesday. Robert Cremo III turned back to the state of Illinois, where he was later arrested after deciding he was not prepared to pull off the shooting in Wisconsin. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.